Welcome back to another episode of our podcast where we talk about WALL-E, our first movie that just came out 2 weeks ago. I am Thorns, and joining me today are my co-hosts, Andrew and Jim.
Hey everyone, I'm Jim, and I'm thrilled to talk about WALL-E. This movie really holds a special place in my heart.
Hi guys, I'm Andrew Stanton, and I'm the director of the movie, and I'm super excited and grateful to be here. The making of WALL-E was a great experience, and I'm glad we can share it to the whole world now.
I'm really excited for this talk today as well. I think we should first give a little summary of WALL-E so everyone is on the same page. Jim, would you like to tell the people?
Of course. So WALL-E is an animated science fiction movie, and it's basically about that cute little robot called WALL-E, who's the last robot on Earth that was actually sent there to clean it up. So, in the course of the movie, WALL-E falls in love with Eve, a robot that was sent to Earth to search for signs of life. Together, they embark on a mission to bring a plant back to humanity and restore Earth's vitality. And it's actually a really heartwarming story.
I think so too. The movie does a fantastic job of creating this desolate world with its stunning visuals and attention to detail. And maybe for the people who haven't watched the movie yet, I think it's interesting to talk a little bit about the story world.
So, the story takes place in a very modern world where the technology has highly improved. Everyone has left the Earth and lives since 700 years on a cruise-looking ship in space because the Earth transformed into a dump. Everywhere is garbage, but the ship is on the contrary very clean and modern. Robots are everywhere to be seen and do every job that humans did before. So it also focuses on artificial intelligence.
Yes, and because the movie has very little dialogue as well, with most of the story being told through visual and music, I think everybody and even kids can understand this kind of complex topic the movie deals with, which is actually a very difficult one because it's set in 2805 and deals with how the Earth changed in a bad way.
Yes, and I think the movie is therefore very easily accessible and understandable for everyone, which is very important with such a complex topic.
Talking about the complex and importance of the story, there are utopian and dystopian elements which are today, in my opinion, very important, because especially dystopian elements are really thought-provoking.
Absolutely, but I think utopian elements can be thought-provoking too, because looking at one in WALL-E, for example, the movie promotes a utopian message of environmental consciousness, which emphasizes the importance of caring for the planet and highlights the positive impact we can have on creating a sustainable future.
Yeah, you're right. That shows us that we can still change the way we interact with the Earth and the way we treat it.
One scene that also fits to what you said, Thomas, is where the captain realized the true nature of the ship's mission and decided to return to Earth, which I think is a good example of a utopian element in the movie.
Yeah, I think what you guys want to say is that it's never too late to change something and make a difference.
Yes, I
absolutely
agree.
So, as you guys know, the Earth itself is utopian, that's clear, right? Even the opening scene shows a desolate and abandoned Earth convert in trash, so we all agree that's one dystopian element.
Yeah, and what's in my opinion an even more dystopian element is the fact that the people on the spaceship live in a highly controlled environment where their actions and decisions are dictated by their ship's systems. The lack of personal freedom to make decisions for themselves is also an example of dystopia.
But the lack of personal autonomy can be seen as a deliberate choice for convenience and comfort. It provides an ideal level of ease, freeing individuals from daily burdens and responsibilities. They can focus on leisure and personal pursuits instead. The controlled environment ensures safety and well-being, making the absence of agency a trade-off rather than something dystopian.
Yeah, that's also true, but I would actually stick with my opinion that it's more dystopian. Although you're right, of course.
We talked a lot about the story and everything around it, but what I think is most interesting are the characters, especially WALL-E and Eve.
WALL-E is a highly likable character due to his endearing qualities. He's a round character showing depth and complexity beyond his character role. WALL-E is dynamic, experiencing personal growth and transformation throughout the story.
Absolutely. WALL-E is very likable and so is Eve.
Eve is also a likable character with her sleek design and mysterious personality. She can be seen as a round character showcasing complexity and growth beyond initial impressions. Eve is dynamic, evolving, and forming emotional connections as the story unfolds.
Yeah, the two together are really a great team, and I think those are the most important ones.
Switching back to the story. Now, about the plot twist. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen the movie yet. There's one surprising plot twist when a spaceship returns to Earth. Initially, the audience is led to believe that the captain and the passengers on the ship are unaware of the true state of the planet. However, it is revealed that the captain has known about Earth all along, but the autopilot has been preventing the ship from returning.
Now, going back to the main characters. This autopilot actually is a main role because he's responsible for ensuring that the spaceship cannot return. Therefore, he isn't very likable.
And because he doesn't experience any change, he is flat. He is generally considered to be a static character. He does not undergo significant change or development throughout the movie. He is programmed to follow orders and remains consistent in his behavior and personality throughout. However, he does play an important role in the plot and helps to move the story forward.
Now, something special we never had in our podcast. We actually have a special guest. One of you guys got the chance to talk to us here. And today, David is the lucky one. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
Now, without only having to say good things, what do you think of Wall-E? Of course, you can also give negative feedback.
I personally think Wall-E is a great movie. The characters are lovable and the plot is fantastic. The movie has an important message about environmental protection and the dangers of over-exploiting resources. The animation is impressive and the music is very nice. Overall, Wall-E is a movie that I would recommend to everyone.
Thank you so much, David. We are actually coming to an end. Therefore, I would finally ask you both again to whom you actually recommend the movie.
I would recommend Wall-E to anyone who enjoys science fiction, animation, family movies, and stories about love and connection. It's a really heartwarming and thought-provoking movie that has something for everyone.
I agree with you completely. I wouldn't recommend Wall-E to people who are looking for action movies, as it's a slower movie that takes its time to develop its characters and themes. Additionally, some people might find the movie's theme of environmentalism too heavy.
Now, thank you, Jim, Andrew, and David. Also, a very special thank you for you guys out there for making this happen and for tuning in and being a part of our podcast community. We appreciate your support and feedback.